Hey everyone, this is Sunny, one third of the Chan Boys. I'm here to present episode 10 of Chansplaining, brought to you by the government shutdown, live from Washington, D.C. Fuck you, Mitch McConnell, you cynical piece of shit. Sorry. This episode, we're going to be talking about All in the Family, also a piece of shit movie. Matt talks about this a little bit during the show, but in the future, shall we ever come across a movie that we just feel like isn't quite fun to talk about, we might just watch some other Hong Kong cinema instead. So, yeah. Like and subscribe on iTunes, leave a review, and then follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook as well. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Music.
Hey Chan Nation, you're listening to Chansplaining, the Jackie Chan podcast with the Jackie Chan Rod Mast. We're talking about Jackie Chan starting in what might be a softcore porn today, All in the Family. I'm one third of your host, Matt, with the Beast from the East, Jordan.
Yeah, Beastie.
And the Beast from the East, Sunny.
We're two-headed.
How's it going, guys? Same deal.
It's a two-headed, like, multi-dimensional beast. Occupy two separate spaces at the same time. So
it's like Schrodinger's Cerberus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
With Jackie Chan.
Yeah. It's a big day, guys. There's no government anymore, and there's a women's march.
The streets are on fire here.
Ooh, that's a question. Did anyone feel obligated to go to the women's march instead of recording this podcast?
Yes.
I mean, it's going on all day.
It's a really nice day today, so it would be way better. Last year it was freezing cold.
Yeah,
it was cold, and I got the flu from the women's march.
Really?
That's my culprit. That's who I think did it.
You guys were here, right?
I came for the women's march.
I did the New York women's march.
I'm saying you guys, as in you and Raven.
Oh yeah, yeah. I came into town, and then I did the whole women's march, and then I left Maryland. And I had the flu, and I was out of work for 4 days.
Nice.
That sucks. I got the boogie woogie flu because there were so many ladies to dance with.
Yeah, what?
It's really good.
Standard.
I was busting a move all down Fifth Avenue.
Cutting some pavement.
Were you guys able to walk during last year's Women's March? Mine was the streets were so backed up to get 10 blocks. It took 2 hours.
You couldn't walk until kind of the end, and then everybody was walking.
Yeah, like you could walk up until the point where the march actually was.
Okay.
But then at the end, everyone was walking towards... We bailed out when everybody was walking after where there was, like, the silence. Like, everyone was silent for a little bit. And then everybody was walking, and we kind of walked with them, and it was really cool. There was like performance artists and
we had that too.
Yeah
It was cool.
Well, this year I think we've all seen what a year of Trump does, which is we're too exhausted to care anymore, and instead we watched the worst movie I think all of us, maybe non-hyperbole, have ever seen.
I don't know if that's true.
What's a movie worse than this?
Can we include, like, I saw Grease 2 recently.
This is worse than Grease 2.
Grease 2 is real bad.
Does Grease 2 have a plot you could describe?
Yeah, it does.
This is way worse than The Room wants The Room to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Room is bad because it has bad acting. This isn't necessarily bad acting. Doesn't mean anything.
It does have bad acting.
It does have bad writing. The subtitles do have typos.
Yep.
the audio track is not in sync with the movie, which I guess is not the movie's fault. It's the YouTube thing's fault that I watched this song.
The YouTube video where the movie is a quarter of the screen.
Yeah. Maybe you guys could help me with this. I tried to see if I could watch it on Kodi instead of YouTube just by finding it. And they said it was available. I clicked on it. It was a Brett Ratner movie starring Nicolas Cage.
Called All in the Family?
I think it's called, like, The Family Man or, like...
Wait, The Family Man? That's the movie with Nicolas Cage where he, he is, like, a only cares about himself salesman kind of guy.
Yes,
he
has that's
all
right.
this money, and then he wakes up and he's, like, the father. Yeah. He's, like, married to the woman he, like, gave up to, like... pursue his self-interest kind
of
stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those.
I think it was my Cody being a bro saying you probably want to watch this other movie instead. It's like similar.
I still remember that name. The Family Man, its trailer had the song The Days Go by the Talking Heads. What's the name of that song? Same as it ever was?
I don't know, man.
Oh, well.
Weird.
I remember that movie. I wish I'd watched that movie instead of this.
Yeah, me too. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, we said we were going to talk about... Do you guys see any movies this week aside from this?
Yeah, I saw a movie on Netflix called Master of None. They still have Master of None on the Netflix front page. They're like...
What?
When they have it on your front page, I don't know if it's a...
Yeah, it's not on my front page.
Oh, well... I was very surprised. I logged on to Netflix and it was like, hey, want to watch Master of None? It won all these awards. Don't listen to the news about anything that's happening.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, they're probably still making season 3.
Yeah, really? There's no way they're not. Yeah. I mean, Aziz is off scot-free. Like, I don't think anything's going to happen with that.
Hmm.
Nor do I know that it should, aside from people knowing he's a big douchebag.
Yeah.
I watched all of Mad Men this week. Or like
all of it?
I think I started Mad Men 2.5 weeks ago and I watched 4 seasons in like 7 days.
Damn.
Wow. I'm halfway through the second season of The Good Place.
That's a great show.
Yeah.
Show rules.
I'm real on board with it. Like kinda everything.
Yeah, it's a great show.
So if you out there want to watch a good show that's only in its second season right now, check out The Good Place.
It's hard to talk about The Good Place without, like,
spoiling.
Doing justice, because it's weird to say that a comedy has spoilers.
Yeah.
Well...
And by doing so, it kind of, like, changes the way you think about it as a property.
In the first episode, when I explain it to people, I tell them about what happened. I tell them about the first episode stuff. Because I went into The Good Place knowing... the spoiler in the first episode that you get in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, what's that? Okay. Oh, that she's not the right...
That she's not the right person.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
So that's
is, like a basic setup thing, yeah.
Yeah. I like think it's... I think it's the hook, really. So...
Because that's like... That's what typical sitcoms would be about the whole time. Like that one thing.
Yeah.
And that's what they... Oh, man, that show zags on you real hard.
Yeah.
I watched that when Rhea was in Albania. Like, I don't know. I think I watched all that show in, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. Still around.
It's really easy to just, like, be like, I want to know what's happening next. Very easy to just get enthralled into it.
Ted Danson's handsome.
I watched, I'm getting caught up on Top of the Lake.
What is that?
Oh, the second season?
Yeah. What's Top of the Lake?
The China Girls or whatever it's called.
It's a detective show. Jane Campion directed it. Or she
The Piani.
Yeah.
She directed The Piani.
It's got Elizabeth Moss with she has like a really good Australian accent and she plays a detective.
Yeah. I don't know single of these names or what.
You know Elizabeth Moss, Jordan. Yeah. I have a tattoo of her on my body.
Oh, is she Peggy?
Yeah.
She's Lisa Simpson.
Peggy Hill?
She's Peggy Olson, yeah. Yeah, her Australian accent was not good in the first two episodes of that show, and then it was, like, flawless. Yeah. It's like they filmed in sequence, and she learned it as she went. She, like, in the NBA, it's like you play your way into game shape. Is the second season good, Sonny?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's got Gwendolyn Christie as, like, tall girl.
As a tree. As a tree involved in like a child sex ring.
So you guys both saw I, Tonya, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It just came to the theaters near me a week mm-hmm. ago, so I saw mm-hmm. it. I thought it was really good. She's really good in it. I don't know. Everybody was talking about Oscar contention. I don't see it personally.
I think she'll probably get nominated.
I think nominated,
but not a win. The best movie this year?
Yeah, easily.
You mean 2018?
I saw it in 2018, so yes. No, I think it's probably definitely in the top three movies that I could see being nominated for Oscar. For me, I think it's like one of the best sports movies I've ever seen. And I think it's super great.
So you're going to say this is better than Remember the Titans?
Yes. Sounds not even like in the top 20 movies.
Sounds
maybe it's like
the
end of...
Sounds like you forgot about the Titans.
Yeah.
You're not doing it. About
the Titans. Yeah, you didn't listen to the tagline of Remember the Titans. Never forget.
Never forget?
Oh my god. Okay. Time out. This is what I don't know how this is such a good transition. So I brought up earlier that I was researching something with Jackie Chan that I found in the book because I was just going through pages.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the movie that Jackie Chan was going to shoot around the time of The Medallion was a movie called Nosebleed, which is a movie where he plays a window washer that was a window washer on the Twin Towers.
Oh my god.
And what he does is he discovers an attempt to destroy the Twin Towers.
Holy shit.
No way.
Yes. And so they canceled the movie for a million reasons. But it started with, it was Jackie Chan was talking about how if he hadn't decided to shoot The Medallion, they would have shot that and he would have been filming on the Twin Towers the day of, well, on September 11th. It's not like, I can't say the day. I don't know.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
It was then debunked that the shooting schedule was not that way at all.
Oh, okay.
And he was just lying about it, like how Mark Wahlberg lies about how he would have stopped the terrorists from hijacking the plane.
Wait, what did Mark Wahlberg say about?
He was supposed to be on one of the planes, and he said that if he was on there, he would not have let them hijack it, which is the most asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
Is that why he's on, like, every single, like every single movie that's just like nation strong? He's just like, I could have been. Do you think he's trying to make up for the fact that he missed his opportunity?
Probably. He was like, put me in this Boston.
Yeah, Boston bombing movie.
That was embarrassing. Yeah. I was there are all these very pro patriotic. I'm not against being patriotic or anything.
Oh, I am.
it is true. I don't want to sound like I hate America, but I can't. But we're not allowed to do USA chants unironically for 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Until we get a better president there, I can't. I have to be happy we lose to the World Cup. Mm-hmm.
I've been happy that when we lose in the World Cup in the past, that's not a change for me.
But I think that movie and like the Horse Soldiers movie that's out now.
Yeah, that movie is bonkers.
And then the like 1517 to Paris. All these movies that are both escalating like soldiers to like superhuman levels of importance while also making foreign conflict seem very simple.
Yeah.
And like actual horse soldiers won, I guess, the war in Afghanistan, which didn't really go that way.
Yeah.
Or we won that we killed Bin Laden from horses. Like, I'm not gonna watch that movie. I don't know what Chris Evans is doing.
I'm pretty sure that movie is about like the first thing that happened after 9/11. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know
supposed
what the
to
story
be like
is.
The I don't know
The true story of the declassified horse soldiers.
It's got Rob Riggle as a soldier in it.
He's an ex-Marine.
Oh, yeah. Really?
I would know this. He was in Albania during the Bosnian conflict where we intervened.
Oh, you didn't know that, Sonny?
No.
Oh, it's...
That's a very weird...
Yeah, he was a soldier before he was a comedic actor. It's like a super weird thing to think about.
I guess he's like totally built for it if you think about it.
He's stout.
Well, there's a bunch of people. There's Kylo Ren is an ex-Marine.
He was there for like 11 months. I looked at his thing. He was barely in it.
Really?
Yeah, he enlisted and then he was out real quick.
Wait, how do you get a non-dishonorable discharge after being in the Marines for 11 months?
I think he got hurt or something, and he said, "I'm done."
Yeah,
it was something where I went, "Oh, I was like, oh, this is way more time than I would ever do." But at the same time, I went, "I'm sure other soldiers you knew were like, oh, Addy Driver got out easy.
Yeah,
he didn't have to do shit."
So the moral of the story is: everyone go see Paddington 2.
Oh my,
100%.
What?
It's
really
very sweet.
Wait, is Paddington 1 good?
Yeah, Paddington 1 is
amazing.
Yeah,
Paddington 1's great. It's so charming.
Are you serious?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the trailer on the TV the other day, and somebody was just like, "This is the best movie of 2018." And I was just like, "This hack saying Paddington 2 is the best movie of 2018. What a lame thing to
say."
It's
got 167 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, all 100%.
What?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good
Wait,
movie.
Which one? Both of them?
Two. Paddington 1 has a 98.
Yeah.
Oh my god. I have to watch Paddington and Paddington 2.
And they're really
2.
Aren't they really short too? The first one was really short. It's like 90 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
What? Why is it good?
That's a hard question to ask.
Like, what's good about it? It just seems like really lame.
That's fine.
I mean, it's just like very earnest in a way that doesn't really exist anymore. I don't know.
It's very the first one I remember being very charming and cuddly.
Yeah.
And like not overly dramatic, but you still kind of care about this little bear man.
Yeah. And it stars Sally Hawkins from Shape of Water.
I know.
Who's very good.
She's great. I think that she will get nommed for the...
Maybe.
The best actress.
Who won at the Globes? Oh, it was Franny Mac.
Yeah, yeah.
She'll probably win.
Maybe. We'll see.
Who do you think is going to win, Jordan?
I think it should be Sally Hawkins. I saw both of those movies, and I think Sally Hawkins is better than Franny Mac.
I know that you have a thing about fucking monsters, and that's like your favorite thing. But I don't know if she was better than Fran Mac.
I don't know. I loved... She did a lot with not speaking. She did, like...
Oh, she didn't talk in that movie? I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Oh, God.
She did. She was good.
I just think that it was impressive. And I don't know. I don't know. Franny Mac is just kind of like a typical Oscar, like... It just seems like it's very Oscar baity kind of... decision to give her the Oscar.
Probably. Sure. But I don't know if Three Billboards could exist without her.
Oh, for sure. I kind of agree with that. I can't think of anyone else that I could see playing that role. Maybe Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Most certainly.
Maybe Jackie.
I mean, it's
Jordan.
Basically The Foreigner.
Yeah.
It's just like,
oh my god.
Prestige,
you guys still have to
Foreigner.
See The Foreigner. It's fucking tight.
I need
it's
to see it.
All right, George, you're going to do Chan Fiction today.
Yeah,
are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I am ready. Okay. So I did Chan Fiction this week. Let me pull up the Chan chap.
I'm going to read along or just look along with you.
And this chapter is called Small Fortunes. It's a follow-up. It's a direct follow-up to last week's chapter where it was discussed... the people who were decided for the fortunes, I guess they're called. They're the
seven little fortunes.
Yeah, the chosen people who get to act and go out and do the dramas. So the chapter starts and Jackie's talking about who gets decided, the kind of roles that they get to partake in, and a thought struck me. So we've gotten to the point where we're pretty, like, solidified that Jackie is not the most honest or believable.
Embellishes, yeah.
So, okay, so here's my question. Do you think that...
You haven't said anything about the chapter
yet. No. Do you think the China Drama Academy, prior to Jackie Chan, this academy that only works to make China drama actors, that's sure. all they do. Do you think that the first time that they had an actual 7 actors was when Jackie was there? Or do you think that program has always existed and Jackie only got brought in later?
I think it's, there were probably, that's a great question, actually. I think that there were 7. I think it's kind of always 7, and then they rotate out the bench when people, like, it's sort of like a football program where you graduate and then the freshman becomes sophomore, and the sophomores get a starting position.
But he makes it seem like it's only existed when the 7 of them have ability. He makes it seem like it's a new thing, and
I think it's specifically given the sort of reverence, because he and Sammo and Yun Lo and everybody are in it. And they all kind of reached a level of fame because of movies that no other group did, just because of the time that it came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fair.
So I think that they've always probably had a small number of actors and then a lot of behind the scenes work.
So, okay. That's fair. I'll take it. So the first bit of the chapter, Jackie goes into kind of who would get chosen for different roles. He goes into why that Master would sometimes allow women into those, into the 7, the group of actors. Mm-hmm. Kind of explains why people, why the ones that we really know wouldn't be Jackie and Yun Long wouldn't be good at being girls. He also says...
Elaborate. Elaborate what you just said.
Oh, like there are roles for...
They wouldn't be good in the role of a girl in the play.
Could you imagine Sammo as a little chubby girl?
But they said Yun Bao was chosen for a woman. And they wrote, "We mercilessly tease Yun Bao and others who were stuck with feminine parts, telling them how pretty and sexy they were until they cried or threw fists."
Isn't that because Yun Bao is like 9 years old and probably could look like a girl because he has no pubes yet?
Yeah, something like that. but he just, Jackie is so proud of this that he would like torture the people that, but that's Jackie. Then we get into probably the longest section of this chapter, which is about Jackie talking about going to a dim sum restaurant every time they would go and perform. That's
his food.
That's the thing that he loves the most.
He's like Goku.
Naruto.
But Master would like force them to watch him eat like his fill of dim sum, and they would only get rice with roast pork on it. They would get their little section. So after a few times of doing this, Jackie requests more rice to be added after everybody else has gone through with their meals.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie gets the extra rice. Master doesn't say anything. Then they go back to the China Drama Academy, and Master makes them all work really hard. They're about to go get dinner, and Master is just like, "Oh yeah, Jackie, since you ate all that extra food at lunch, you probably can exercise for a lot longer." And he didn't get to eat dinner. This guy is so savage. Cruel.
He has like a sadistic level of, that's not even about really proving a point. He just like doesn't like it. And instead of confronting him, he just punishes in a way. I guess it's supposed to be like, it's sort of military in a way where it's don't act out in any way. It doesn't matter what reasons are, just don't do it.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of like unwritten rules that come along with being in this thing.
It's probably because none of the kids can read or write. They wouldn't be able to read them.
They would.
Also, Master was able to, Yun Bao one time ordered a cake from the dim sum place. And
just like by himself?
Well, they were all there. They had all finished their food. And Yun Bao, it says that he like instinctively or without thinking was just like, can I have some cake? And they brought him cake.
I mean, that's pretty great.
That didn't happen. That is Jackie Chan being a dick to Sabo. Fat. He's instinctively fat.
Well, after that, Master apparently gave Yun Bao such a like a shocked stare that the cake just sat on the table uneaten for the rest of the dinner. And like Yun Bao was so afraid and like he like sat in a corner for the rest of the time, just like when they got back after
oh my God.
Like they Master didn't even punish him further because he like learned his own lesson.
Something like that happened in Mad Men in season 6.
Really?
Where Betty Draper and Bobby, the second oldest kid, the middle son, they go to a farm and it's like a field trip, and Bobby Draper they brought two sandwiches, and because Betty is like crazy and doesn't eat food anymore, he trades her sandwich to a girl who didn't have a sandwich, and she gives him gumdrops, like candy, and Betty gets to her thing and's like, where's my sandwich, Bobby? And he's like, oh, I traded it, I didn't think you were gonna eat. And she's just furious at him, and he's like, do you want the gumdrops? I don't want them. And she's like, no, you eat them. And he just puts them in his mouth, and he's just like, they're poison. And she like watches as he eats this candy that is now a sign of his shame. It's a good show.
Damn. Okay. Good. Yeah, well, this is the thing that I actually wanted to read the full section of, which is the Jackie talking about his performance.
Cool.
So it starts on 89, and I will start. Because my voice was fairly good, after a few performances in which I took supporting roles, I soon began training for my first lead part, a star turn in an opera performed only on special occasions, such as weddings or birthdays. It was a showcase role, and one I learned with relish, since when I performed it, all of the other stars in the troupe were forced to act as my subordinates. Even Biggest Brother and Yun Tai were just soldiers in my army, while Yin Hua played the squire who held my horse. So I'm gonna pause. I don't understand Jackie. He like is so proud of like making other people, like the people who are bigger than him. It's just like constantly throughout this book he just wants it so badly.
He's a weird dude, because in a lot of ways, he is, I think, maybe it's, like, fun because he gets to break rank.
Yeah.
And he demonstrates it throughout the book that he's like that. But he also, as a person, is really into getting, like, the little guy credit. Like, his stunt coordinators and things. Mm-hmm. So he seems to have both, like, he relishes in being a big-time motherfucker and also getting the little guy props. So
well, maybe he wants to give the little guy props because he thinks he's the little guy.
Oh, he used to be. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Took a long time, well, relatively long time for him to become a star.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to keep on going.
Yeah.
Because this opera was performed so rarely, it was a while before I had the chance to do it live. When the day finally came, Master told me that I shouldn't feel nervous and I was very well prepared for the debut and that the audience was sure to be appreciative. I didn't need him to tell me that. My entire body was charged with excitement. The lines blazed in my head like letters of fire, and my voice sounded strong and loud as I warmed up backstage. I was so deep in character that I took to gesturing importantly at my servants, demanding my robes and my headpiece, and admonishing Yun Kwai for not finishing his makeup earlier. Yun Long, adjusting his armor, looked like he was considering clobbering me with his spear, but the backstage of an opera is crowded and busy, and the curtain was about to rise. There wasn't time or room to beat me properly. That would have to wait until after the show.
Fucking Sammo.
So, and then Master stage whispered the order to be silent. My big turn, my premiere as the king of the theater, was about to begin. Holding the hem of my robe to my hip, I marched out of the wings, my other arm before me in a martial stance, and walked out before the lights. I sang, and the audience roared. I ordered my armies to charge, and all the big sisters and brothers rolled from the wings in response, obeying without question. When I shouted, "Halt!" they stood in formation, shouting, "Yes, sir," in unison. And when I reviewed my troops, they bowed down before me, the king of the theater. Whatever I did, people clapped and cheered. I was a hit. And then I looked off stage and saw Master standing stiffly in the wings, his cane in hand, an expression of mute disapproval on his face. What did I do wrong? I thought to myself. Suddenly, I didn't want to leave the stage, not just because I was enjoying myself so much, but because I knew that Master had found fault with me, and as soon as the curtain went down, I would pay for whatever error I made. So, Jackie goes off the stage, and Master canes him 5 times on his hands.
Yeah. Ooh.
And the reason Master gives when he says, "Master, what did I do wrong?" Master says, "Nothing. You were very good, but I want you to always remember this. No matter how well you perform, you must never become too proud. There are others on the stage with you, and you are as dependent on their abilities as they are on your own."
Mm. So, that's a fair lesson.
Fair lesson coupled with abuse. So that is the chapter that I read.
Yeah, I mean, he seems like he's learned from that. He took some
lessons. It does. The thing that's funny about what you were reading, Jordan, is that he's writing about the other actors as if he's so good that they're listening to him, as if it's not a scripted play, and that's their job to do. He's saying it as if he was a bad actor, they wouldn't listen to him.
Yeah.
That's not how movies work, or anything works.
That's not cool. Even like it's like a maestro in an orchestra, because everybody knows their parts. So they are listening to the maestro or the conductor, but like they already know their parts. So they don't really need him. So yeah. Jackie's kind of like that.
I agree. Oh, man. We're getting deep in the... We're almost done with his time in the CDA. In the China Drama Academy.
Is the book, like, after the China Drama Academy part, there's, like, still a huge portion of it? Because we're, like, only halfway through the book, right?
We're, like, a third of the way... For me, we're, like, a third of the way through the book.
No, yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
I got a lot of extra juice.
I got... In my section, I don't know if also in your sections, but we got like some cool pictures of Jackie and Drunken Master.
Are we gonna describe the pictures? My pictures are all in the middle.
One of them is Dragon and Drag, a young Jackie dons a dress. So
mine don't
very
have that.
Interesting.
The first picture in my book is Jackie Chan with his parents, with Lily and whatever his dad's name is, Charlie.
He's wearing a cowboy costume?
Yeah, he's just like a little baby cowboy.
Yeah, that's the same picture that starts that section for me.
That should be our new podcast, like the cover. We should just we're getting deep. The next chapter is a kind of like worthless, but it's fun. Okay. I don't even know if we should read it. It's like about a cigarette raid. It's about Jackie getting cigarettes.
Oh, I think that's interesting.
Okay, Sonny, you take it then.
Okay.
I want you to do it.
It's going to be
because I didn't
shitty.
Like it's long and I didn't like reading it.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't teach you that much about him, but it's a fun anecdote.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now, right, now we're on to the moment we all dreaded.
all in the family.
I will say
whose choice was this?
My Jordan's choice. I was about to say, I'm sorry. I wanted to go far away from what we're, like, always doing. We're always doing, like, action comedies or just straight action movies. So it's like, let's give Jackie, like, action a try. See if he, like, can do it just comedy, and apparently that's not the case.
No.
No.
I mean, it's not like they really gave him that much of a showcase to do anything with anyway, but it's just like...
No. Oh, we got a showcase. A showcase of...
We got some action.
Did we see his dick and my thing wasn't able to focus?
No.
I think we see it.
No. We see an angled view of the woman that he's with, like, looking at it.
Yeah.
But we don't see it.
Okay, she
essentially goes hubba hubba.
Someone say what this movie's about, because I'm confused.
It's like an anthology about, like, different family. It's not an anthology?
Not what that word means.
It's like a, it's like what?
It's what like it? New Year's Eve, or, like...
It's like vignettes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, it's like that of different family encounters. I don't know. I think there's three main storylines.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like it. I guess. There's obviously...
And then there's the A. There's, like, the present, and then there's, like, the past and the future and looking at different timelines, I guess.
Holy shit.
It was very confusing because nobody in this movie has a name. Nobody.
Wait, were there different timelines?
I don't think there were.
No, because, like, the people who are in the market, I felt like you start in the marketplace, this, like, alleyway, and then, like, you're focusing on this one couple in the marketplace, and then they say things like, I used to have a family. I had a bunch of children. And then it goes to a different storyline. Like, they don't have anything to do with the... I was very confused. I think if people had names, it would be easier to know. But I feel like those people, the bald guy who got his head shaved and stuff like that.
Who owned that game.
Yeah. I think they're related to all the different other storylines.
I guess so. I don't...
Maybe?
I don't... There's so many characters in this. And I guess I think there's so many characters. I really couldn't track who was who. And then they were just introducing new people.
Yeah.
Okay, can I give my theory about this? I think the theories about this are going to be more interesting than the actual movie itself, which is just a failed comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I have no proof of this whatsoever. I could be horribly off base to say. I think this is, like, supposed to be, like, the Chinese equivalent of, like, a Porky's, where it's a movie that is, like, a softcore porn for 1975, and they need to fill the movie with comedy and stuff. Otherwise, people would be like, no, it's crass. It's just for looking at boobies.
Mm.
I disagree. Because
I never saw Porky's. I don't know.
I'll disagree because if that were the case, that first scene where the woman's on a rickshaw and, she's wearing this very, like, scantily clad outfit. Like, it has, like, a low-cut, like, boob cutout kind of dress.
Yeah.
And, like... her thighs and legs are very visible. They literally, the rickshaw gets, somebody throws a banana peel in the street. The rickshaw driver slips on it. She falls out, rips her dress, and the police officer is like, arrest her, arrest all these people. And she's just like, why are you arresting me? I was tripped. And he pulls her dress up and says, this is obscene. But if it was just a shallow excuse to show breasts, they would have shown her breasts.
But they show boobs later.
Mm-hmm. Later, but I'm saying that if it was just for... If it was only a vehicle for maximum obscene content surrounded by comedy and stuff, they would have used that as an opportunity to show more breasts.
Probably.
It seems like a weird choice if that's your only motivation. My,
I guess so.
But it still doesn't make sense because that whole thing at the very beginning of the movie, like the whole thing about making the woman smile, like, I don't even know who those two guys were.
They never come back.
Yeah, I don't think that there was really any intent in a lot of the things.
Do you think maybe they just, like, had some money and they said, let's see what we can do in a week?
Maybe.
I could say
it. Certainly feels like it.
Jackie talks about... Sorry, Sonny.
I'm curious on what the... You mentioned before that there was some, like, camera stuff that you liked.
Yeah, I did.
And I'm curious to see what scenes you're talking about, because
I specifically liked, there was a scene after the guy had just fingered that woman.
Oh, with the eggs?
With the eggs, where he's just in a darkened alley, and it's the perspective, it kind of captures the things on the side, and he's lit very well, and you could see the distance behind him. I was like, this is a really well-composed shot. And there were some things with the rickshaw, like, man that were really nice. I actually think Jackie's first scene where he's fucking, like, that lady, where it keeps sort of shooting into the... It, like, racks focus into the distance, and you see that somebody, that woman is spying on him.
Yeah.
It's like, not a... It's better composed than some of the Kung Fu movies are, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And they do... The conversations are shot the way you should, with, like, a dirty two-shot where, like... back of somebody's head is partially in frame when the other person is, like, it's proficient. It's like boring, but it's better than everything else in the movie. It's like, yeah. So like a competent cinematographer made it with just bullshit. He's like, oh, we'll just make this bad movie, and I know how to make it look like a real movie looks.
I can see it.
That's fair. I just felt like a lot of the close-ups were really annoying to me.
Oh, for sure. Like, it's not, I think they made a lot of choices that were bad. Like, I'm not going to say that, I think. But I think that the camera work is the best thing about the movie. And maybe the score, even. I kind of liked the...
I didn't pay attention to that at all, actually.
The score?
Yeah. It's sort of like...
I don't know. I don't think it really... I don't know what that type of music is called, but it sounds kind of like classical, like... I don't know. It's just similar to other movies that I've seen that are like Hong Kong movies.
I agree. Have you seen played the video game Shenmue?
No.
I have.
It's a video game that takes place in Hong Kong. It reminded me a lot of the sort of walking around town music of Shenmue.
Mm.
And I went, oh, that's cool. I thought it was fine. I thought it was fine. And when I say it's good, it's like a 6 out of 10. I don't mean that it's anything special. Yeah.
So I mean, not bad.
When I say good, I mean competent. As in, like, it would be passable if it were in a movie now. Like, nobody would go, what are you doing?
Yeah. How bad could it be, though?
Are you out of your mind? It, like, the fucking tuxedo, or like the medallion has,
yeah, but those scores are not classical scores. Those are scores where they use like 90s and early 2000s like nonsense. Like,
this movie did have a porn sting. I don't know if you remember.
It definitely did.
Yeah. Like, two porn stings. This was a porn, guys.
This was a
porn. They had porn music in it during a sex scene.
Yeah.
It's porn. Why we should judge it.
I actually kind of was interested in the storyline about the mom and her children. I thought it was interesting and kind of funny. Like,
I think, like, if there's a version of that that's probably interesting, if it, all the characters weren't just like caricatures of what they were supposed to be.
Yeah. It was so weird. The hard beans thing made sense. the telling his mom, oh, we have this fish, I made a fish for you, and giving her a plate with a painted fish on it, like, is the most bonkers, out of control thing I've ever seen in a movie.
This movie had a sense of humor that I didn't understand. I don't think I understood any of the jokes. I understood the sound effects when they're like, bo, 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 and stuff. Yeah. But I didn't understand any individual jokes. So odd. This is a shitty movie. Should we talk about Jackie's sex scene? Like, that's pretty much the only thing that pertains to this podcast.
Which one? The scene where he's, like, spying and gets caught and then...
Just talk about his arc, Jordan.
So the it first starts when he's flirting with this woman, and she's trying to get in his pants, I think, right? And they're talking about like the value of a virgin. Like, isn't that, I don't know if I understood this fully. Was it that this woman's father was trying to like sell her off to a husband, and what, that was a part of it, right? Am I just confused?
Well, I think what was he was a, so he's a rickshaw driver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A new one.
And he's like in a love triangle,
I guess, between an older woman and a younger woman.
Yeah.
I think.
So I think there's a lady who like is sick of her husband or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she sees this rickshaw driver. But the rickshaw driver is in love with the other girl.
With the younger woman, who I think is a virgin. I think she's the virgin?
Yeah, I think so.
Not Jackie. Jackie gets puss.
But that the younger woman is also married to someone else.
Ish.
So wait, everyone wants Jackie.
Wait, I didn't realize that she was married.
I didn't realize that either. I almost don't think it matters. Like,
yeah, I don't think so.
It's just a way to get. Oh, so Jackie said he did this scene because it paid and he was young. And the way that the studio system worked is that when you were a stunt coordinator, you would show up to the lot. This is like a golden whatever picture. Like, I think they make all of his first like 30 movies.
Mm. Okay.
And you would just show up to the lot if you were an actor, like a stunt person. And if they needed you, you would just go work on a thing. And if you could do it, you would do it. And I bet that they just needed somebody for a couple days' work. And he's like, I'll fucking do it. I haven't worked in 2 weeks. I'll get lines. It's fine. And Sammo did it too. Sammo is apparently somewhere in this movie. I don't know where.
Is Sammo? Sammo can't be one of the guys in the very beginning, right? One of those guys looked really familiar.
Maybe it was him. And there's a few people that we've seen before in this. Sam, check the IMDb.
Wait. So Sammo is the head of the Navy, or the Navy guy in Project A, right?
Sammo is. No, it's
Sammo's the fat one in Project A.
I mean, yeah, he's the fat one, the con man. Yeah.
Okay, he's the con man. Okay, so who?
Yeah.
I thought the guy who was the head of the Navy in Project A was in the beginning.
He was another Yoon.
That's Yoon Bao. That's the baby Yoon.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's the little one who dressed like a girl because he's so sexy. Because Jackie's so sexy.
So, yeah, I could see Jackie doing this just for that, but, like, I don't know. That's what he says he did it for. Maybe at the time he did it because he was like, oh yeah, I get to.
He's on the cover of the movie too when they sold it, or like they repackaged it so that his scene is like part of the cover art for the movie, even though he's in it for 10 minutes. I think I don't know.
Well, who else would you put on the front? There's not really anybody who like it is like a. I think the only person who I could think of who should be on the front is the mom.
Yeah, why not? She's on the cover too, I believe.
Okay. She's like the most central character in this for me, at the very least, so.
Yeah, I would say so. Oh, a thing I did like, I liked the intro credits. I liked the how they were animated, but then they were too long. So you would say like the first minute of them.
And they were the outro.
And they were the outro.
Yeah.
So, what'd you guys think of Jackie's kissing? When he kissed that lady. He looked like he never kissed a woman before.
I mean, maybe
all shoulders.
This might be his first kiss. His first sex scene and his first kiss at the same time.
Oh, man.
Here's my question. Do you think in 1975, in Hong Kong movies, do you think that they actually had sex? Or do you think...
I mean, they did I won't say explicitly, but they definitely like showed him going in for the fingers.
Oh, yeah. Well, off screen they did, right? I didn't see his finger go into the vagina.
No, but it was it was definitely heavily implied that's what happened.
Did you see... Oh, absolutely. Do you remember the scene where the woman is naked on the bed and they have, like something obscuring? Like, you see the...
Yeah,
the
I top do, of course.
What was obscuring her?
Her was knee?
No, it wasn't her knee. It was something, like, the camera was behind, and she was... You could see him on the bed with her. You could see her legs. You could see,
I don't remember,
like,
George.
I couldn't tell.
tell me more about this fingering scene. You're getting me going.
I mean, that was the extent of it. I was just like, that's a very weird thing that they decided to, like, stress that he did.
He's like, that's why I think this was, like, a fucking porno. Because... all of the ladies are so, like, hot and bothered by this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Also, like when Jackie's pounding that woman, the other girl's, like, grabbing onto a pole and, like, jerking off a pole.
Yeah.
And then when the other woman gets fingered, she, like, comes immediately. Like, and then he walks away after, like, cleaning his hands.
His hands were not clean. When he took off his like when he goes into the alley after leaving the woman's house and he runs
my
into
favorite
an
shot
older...
of the movie. that is the shot I'm talking about.
What?
That is the shot I was talking about that I like the
composition
of.
Yeah. So he runs into the other woman. She has the eggs that are covered in like a red stuff.
Oof.
And he pulls his hand out of his sleeve and it looks like his fingers are also covered in a red stuff. You didn't notice that?
I didn't notice that.
It 100% looks like it.
Is that what that red cotton stuff is about? It's about like deflowering these women?
Possibly.
Oh my god. Can we stop talking about this movie? I honestly don't want to.
Yeah,
it's
not good.
Okay.
There's no value in this movie.
Let's go to this. I have a couple things I want to talk about this movie.
I'm just like looking through my Filmstruck account to find something else to watch.
Okay.
Wait,
this,
what
this
are we
movie...
what are we giving it? Do we have to
zero?
Zero. Where I was going to say do we need to say that like there needs to be some score, but this gets a zero. It doesn't qualify as a film in almost any way except it's shot on film.
Yeah.
I think I've given movies on this show a 0.5 before, and this is by far the worst thing that we've watched. So
is this honestly the worst movie you've ever seen?
Yeah, intentionally. Yeah, definitely.
I don't know if I've ever watched the worst movie. Yeah. At least I compare it in my mind to the Seven Lucky Stars, the Winners and Sinners, the secret episode that no one will ever hear that we watched.
Yeah.
And it's like Winners and Sinners in a lot of ways, but in every way Winners and Sinners was good or funny. This is bad. This is bad and not funny. So
yeah. Oh man. This is rough stuff. Yeah, this is the worst movie I've ever seen. I mean that, like, bar none. I'm trying to think, like, Birdemic is a better made movie than this. Like, The Room is a better made movie than this. Trolls 2 is... all these movies that are held as pinnacles of garbage are twice the movie this is. Yeah.
But at least those movies that are pinnacles of garbage do, like, one thing or two things right. They, like, know what they're doing right, and they do it right. Like, at least they're,
guess,
like,
yeah,
they're so comically bad.
Well, I don't
funny.
Know. What is The Room trying to do right?
It's supposed to be, like, a comedy, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Not at
Wait,
all.
It's not?
No.
Okay,
I haven't seen it in a long time.
This is what I would like to talk about. I think this is an interesting question. So this is a movie that we saw. It was bad. I took no enjoyment from the badness of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just... like it's like reading a seventh grader's like poetry book and you're
right.
just unhappy and like you know that people are going through things that's not good. What really differentiates something that's just god awful from something that's so god awful that you can take enjoyment from it? Like what kind of what is this missing that
Ooh.
Didn't make it so bad it's good?
So what's the difference between this and like Troll 2 or like Trolls 2 or
I think it's because it's in vignettes, so you don't really, it's distracting, like you can't get a grasp on what's actually happening to make fun of it.
I think we also could enjoy it more if we like understood it from I think having to read subtitles on a movie that's really bad is like you can't even like enjoy the weird bad acting of it because you don't even get to see the bad acting. You have to read the poorly delivered lines.
Yeah.
So at least with like Troll 2 or any of those like really really bad movies, you get to like laugh at the acting. You don't get to laugh at anything on this.
Jordan, that's so I think you might be onto something. We had to make an effort to try and understand what this was by reading, whereas those other movies you can just sort of experience the nonsense, but this we had to try to understand it.
Can you think of a single movie that is like a cult, like this is the worst movie ever, like but you have to watch it because it's so bad it's good? Can you think of a single one of those that's in a foreign language? Because I can't.
No, but no, not really.
They're all English. And I'm sure other countries and other spoken languages have those that maybe the people who speak those languages also get to enjoy, but I can only think of English ones.
That's a really great question, Jordan. Sonny's like really looking off in the distance, pondering right now.
I really like that question. Yeah, I don't see that many foreign movies like that.
I've seen scenes from like bad, crazy Bollywood movies where they like a guy punches a car. I've seen that, but I don't know if that's like anything more than a meme. Like,
yeah, that's like creative in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, again, disclaimer, I don't know what I'm talking about. From speaking with Rhea and, like, just someone who grew up in a foreign country, and, like, she says that in a lot of places they don't have the same sense of humor we do, where so bad it's good isn't even necessarily, like, a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was trying to explain to a bunch of her coworkers, who also work in a bank, so it's not like they're the chuckliest people in the world, like, what The Room is and why people like it. Like, to a bunch of Russian men and some people from, like, Ghana. Like, Russian men and a dude from Ghana and somebody from India about why The Room is, like, good and why people care about it. And there's, like, why would you ever see a movie that's bad? I can't understand the concept of it. And that's obviously a limited sample size. It's also, like,
movies are the only sort of art form that, I guess music in a way, but for the most part, movies are the only art form that can be, quote-unquote, appreciated like that.
Yeah, I guess. There's like Riff Raff is like a person musically.
Yeah.
But he's also a parody. Riff Raff is like not 100% like he's not that. He is like kind of
there's some self-awareness in that.
Yeah. And like Bass God is like 100% so bad it's good kind of rapper. Yeah.
Do you think other... Oh, no, I'm sure of it. I was going to say, do you think other countries have, like, bloopers and, like, things of people missing dunks?
Yeah,
and they 100%. Definitely do. They miss wide-open soccer goals. Man. So this movie gets a zero, right?
Yeah.
You all said zero? Yeah.
Zero.
Okay.
So now we have a best and a worst, right? We have...
Project A to Project Zero.
Wait, Project A is the best? I thought the other thing was the best.
Oh, I thought... Oh, we're talking about... I'm already forgetting what we were talking about. Oh, Rumble in the Bronx?
Yeah, I thought we all agreed Rumble in the Bronx was possibly better than Project A.
I don't think I give that score. I think it was the other way around.
Yeah, I think it was split. We both said they were like equal tiered movies, but we said Project A, I think, had a little bit more going for it. Or maybe I disagreed, but I in hindsight, now that it's been a few weeks, Project A is the movie I would recommend.
Yeah. I would also, like, if I were to give somebody a recommendation, like, Jackie movies you have to watch, it would probably be Project A first, then Rumble. So, I could see that. And at the list of movies you should never see, never see All in the Family.
Never see most of the movies we've talked about.
I'd say, like, we're probably at like a 50%.
Yeah.
Recommendation rate.
I would tell people to watch.
Maybe more.
To watch Shanghai Noon. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, Shanghai, Drunken Master. Both of the straight kung fu movies, I'd say, are worth it.
Police Story, I would tell people to watch.
Okay, I was mistaken.
Yeah.
I was definitely mistaken.
We have some good ones.
Yeah. Okay, here's a... before we play the jack-off, this was a conversation that happened yesterday. I want everyone's opinion. I got this from Reddit. This is... Jackie Chan, I don't think, is involved in this conversation.
Okay.
What is the best jacket in a movie? So in a way, it is related to Jackie Chan because of the jack. But like the best jacket that somebody wears in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking jackets and coats as well?
I'd say we could include like coats, suit jackets.
Okay.
Anything that would consist of a jacket.
Carmen Sandiego.
She in a movie?
No. I wish I could pick.
I mean,
Beat It. Beat It is kind of like a movie.
So, what does like cool mean? Because there are definitely cool ones that I would certainly never wear.
I love the jacket in Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, same.
Or like Bane's jacket.
Mm-hmm. Bane's jacket.
I have
cool.
been looking for like Sherpa jackets, but they're really expensive.
Because of Bane?
Ponchos
no,
are
no, no.
Expensive.
Just because of they look comfortable.
They look really comfortable, especially in the future where the rich get eaten by the poor of the city where we're going towards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, in your guys' cities, do all of the people have those, like, there's this jacket that's going on in New York City that I see everyone has.
It's like Canada Goose?
Is it the black jacket?
With the red, blue the,
yeah.
patch? Yeah.
Oh, that's been a year. Canada Goose is
they've been popping up a lot more recently, but they're like $800.
Yeah, they're super expensive. Yeah. I assume it's if crazy. You buy that jacket, that's your jacket for 10 years.
Yeah.
PETA like, hates them.
Do they? Do they actually use gooses?
Yeah, they like kill wolves or something.
Goosen. Sorry.
I saw like an anti-Canada goose. I want to say Canada Dry. But no one could ever be anti-Canada Dry.
I don't like Canada Dry.
What? What are you, a Schweppes man?
Oh, wait. Canada Dry is not a seltzer. It's a ginger ale.
It's a ginger ale.
Mm. I like a diet Canada Dry.
Canada Dry is much better than Schweppes.
Well, to go back to my question, my favorite jacket
Marty McFly?
Is Kaneda's jacket in Akira.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
Oh, that's a cool
jacket. I would buy that jacket in, like, real life. If I could get a fake, like, a red jacket with a big pillow on the back, that's tight as fuck.
But,
that's... Walk around dropping panties. And men, too.
Oh, good for health, bad for education. Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's the fucking... Can we talk a little bit of... Jordan, we watched Akira, I remember, like...
Yeah.
You watched it, like, 3 years ago. I think you fell asleep during it, actually.
No.
Really early in the morning.
I was awake the whole time. I fell asleep during another movie we watched that day. But I really liked that movie. That movie was great.
Akira's great.
Akira might be my favorite animated movie when I think about it. Hmm. Like, of any movie. Where I'm talking WALL-E. I'm talking better than Kung Fu Panda.
Okay.
Fucking better than the intro to this movie. Akira is like a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Speaking of WALL-E,
yeah.
I was third wheel on a date with you to see WALL-E, Matt.
That was over 10 years ago.
I was. It's a true fact.
I don't even count it as, you're not third wheeling when like, it was a girlfriend that I had in high school.
Yeah. So it's not me third wheeling.
I remember you were very confused about... This is interesting. I'm glad you brought this up.
What?
You were confused afterwards because I didn't make out with her because you were driving. And you're like, why didn't you and she like make out in the car? I'm like, why would I make out in the car? You're here. And you're like, oh, because like other people make out in the car when I drive them around.
What?
Yeah, I remember this conversation.
That's fucking insane to me.
What are you talking about, Jordan?
Why were you both in the back seat then?
But I wasn't in the back seat with her. I was in the front seat.
Then why would you have made out?
People are like, why didn't you sit in the back seat and make out with your girlfriend while I drove you around? You asked me that question.
Yeah, that might have happened.
That's fucking insane.
I don't know. Other people did it.
Who did it? Tell name names.
I don't remember.
There's no government. There's no central government to check on this right now. There's no Fed government. Name names. Was it Sunny?
I don't have it. I don't. No, it wasn't Sunny. Sunny. I don't.
No.
I. By the time I had a car, you weren't dating anybody at that time, Sunny. I don't know who could have been this person that made out with somebody. I don't know. I just, maybe I was confused.
Was it Danny?
I don't think so. I don't know. I can't name any names, I'm sorry. But
it's a very odd thing you asked me. I'm glad we talked about it now 11 years later that you brought up that night.
So I've never seen any of the Miyazaki movies. Are they better?
Really?
I've never seen a single one. Are they better or worse than Akira?
They're different.
They're different, yeah.
You couldn't compare them?
I would say that they're probably, they're crafted better.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Because, like, so Akira is based on, like most animes, a manga.
A great manga.
Yeah.
Very long manga.
And I don't think any of the Miyazaki ones are based on anything. They're all just, like, made for the screen.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And I don't know what the, if there are any differences between Akira and its manga.
I would say Miyazaki's movies have a much more of a grounded sense of fantasy.
Yeah, they're
them.
Like fables.
Yeah, and there's like a charm to them, and they're kind of scary sometimes, but they're full of wonder, mm-hmm. I would say. They're wondrous movies, where Akira is like one of the best dystopias I've ever seen. It's up there with the like Blade Runner world, and maybe that's it. Love Blade Runner.
Do you think the American version will be good?
If they ever make it? Depending on who
Wait,
does it.
What? That, I thought it was 100% confirmed.
It hasn't started shooting yet.
That's a really interesting conversation, because that script that I read of that is the best script I've read for an action movie.
The Akira script?
Yeah, I got the Akira script that was written by the dude who did Rogue One.
Oh. I didn't know
I think
that
it's a guy who did.
It was already done. Hmm.
It was written like 2009, so it could have made some changes to it.
Right.
But everyone was, and I understand that like people were mad because they were saying it was like the whitewashing of a Japanese property, which makes sense to me, honestly. Like
because he just that. Because he wrote it, or did they have someone they were going to cast?
It was going to be a very mixed raced cast because the idea of this Akira was that that America essentially nukes themselves, like how Japan nukes themselves mm-hmm. in the anime. Mm-hmm. And Japan pretty much bails America out after their financial institutions crumble. So mm-hmm. they have, like, a huge controlling stake in America's fortune. So all these Japanese immigrants come to New York City. So you start seeing, like, so you have all these, like, you have a lot of Japanese culture infused in America. And there's, like, a culture clash that's going on between the two.
Yeah.
So you have some characters that are Japanese, but then you also have white people that have like Japanese names or white people names.
Mm.
It's like a very interesting concept that they do to try and
like
make
that,
sense
I
of
think.
It. Yeah, and there's like a scene where they're race. There's like a the speeder bike race at the beginning.
Yeah.
They're doing mm-hmm. it through like the bombed out streets of Queens. They're like Queens is
that's
annihilated,
really cool.
And they're just speeder biking through Queens. It's
that's
amazing.
Really cool.
It's so imaginative. And so well written, you could tell that the guy was like in love with writing the script. It's really good. I hope that movie gets made.
I don't know who. Well, I mean, it's not going to be Jordan Peele. Right? I think they like debunked him doing it.
Okay.
Wait, who was supposed to do it?
I think Jordan Peele was supposed to do it, but I don't think like, or they asked him, or like he was in talks of doing it. I don't know, but I don't think.
The thing that was really that was kind of embarrassing was that the two main characters were named Tetsuo is like who it is, mm-hmm. and then the other guy is instead of Kaneda, I think his name is like Kyle.
Yeah,
or
I mean,
something
that sucks.
Like that. But it's also kind of cool because it's representative of how they're from two different cultures and they are like best friends, and then
right.
the concept of raw power turns them apart, like tears them apart. It's metaphorically a pretty tight script, honestly. It's very good. Should we jack off, guys?
Oh, yeah. Let's get it on.
Okay. Sonny, you are up 7 points on Jordan right now.
That's crazy. I don't believe it. I want a recount.
You could watch, you could listen to the last episode and find out.
No, but I want a recount. I want the scores to be representative of, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's do this. Like I said, I'm not going to do any jet. You know the rules now, right? Everyone knows how this works. I don't need to explain.
My name is Yun Lo.
Okay. I was the star.
Wait, how many points are we?
I don't know. Sonny's up 7. Let's just say whoever gets to 21 loses. And then
How many points are we at right now? How many points is this worth?
It's worth, if you get it on the first try, because it'll be 3 clues.
Okay.
You can get up to 6. You can get 6 points.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Then, if you get it the second time, you get 4. If you get it the third, you get 2. And then, if I have to really spell it out, I'm going to give 1 point.
Okay.
You might know me from a little movie from the 2000s where I played Papa Doc. I will need an answer or we will move on.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
I was I recently played Martin Luther King Jr. in an HBO film. Gonna need something or we will move on. It's a tough one. I said it was tough.
I don't know.
I am in a lot. I am a principal character in the Marvel movies, The Winter Soldier, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Captain America Civil War, Infinity War, and the untitled sequel in 2019.
Chadwick Boseman?
No, that is incorrect.
Wait, a character or the actor who played?
It's the actor who plays. It's always an actor.
I know who you're talking about. I just don't know the actor's name.
I play Sam Wilson's Falcon /the Falcon.
Oh, fuck.
In these movies.
Yeah, I knew who you were talking about. I just don't know.
Anthony Jackie.
Is that your final answer?
Chanthony Jackie. Chanthony Mackie.
Jordan. You have received 2 points. It is Chanthony Jackie instead of Anthony Mackie.
I said Anthony Jackie.
I know, but Jordan got it in full. Okay. Unfortunately. That was a tough one.
Is it always Chan or can it be Jackie?
It could be Jackie.
Okay.
Like, there might be times where
I think Anthony Jackie is better.
No,
the Chanthony?
No, because the same thing happened because I said a similar thing with Bo Jackie Horse Chan or Horse Chan, and then you said Bo Jack Horse Chan, and then you got the point. So
I said that it doesn't matter what you think. I wrote it down. So
It doesn't matter
but it can be Jack.
It can be Jack. Okay. Also, think about it this way: if you say Anthony Jackie. That's one fewer point than you would be eligible to get. By making it Chanthony Jackie, you get double the points.
I don't understand.
For the amount of times.
It makes it 2 puns instead of 1 pun.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
It doubles the pun in the name.
Yeah.
It came to me in a dream. So, Jordan, you're back up. Well, you're still down big.
Down 5 points.
If anyone ever gets to 21, that's when the suck has to happen. And then I play winner. So in like a year.
So we have to find Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
Wait. I thought we have to do it in front of him. It's not,
we'll
it
find
doesn't
him
happen.
And we'll do it.
Okay.
We'll do it.
And then we'll finish the rest of this from jail.
Yeah. I found out that Jackie Chan has 2 golden retriever puppies.
Really? Good for
him. Their names are Jones and JJ.
Hey, good for him.
That is weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I wonder what he named them after.
Abrams. Like, J.J.
They have the
Abrams.
Same initials as him. It's like J. Chan.
He wants to be in the next Cloverfield movie.
Yeah, maybe. All right, that's it for us at Chansplaining. You can follow us on Twitter at TheChanPod. You can follow us on Facebook at Chansplaining Podcast. You can Google us and find us there.
Or you can Bing us. I looked.
What do you get? Do you honestly get us if you Bing us, or is it porn?
No, it's Bing is not just porn, I don't think.
I only use it for porn.
Here, I'll confirm.
Wait, no. I'm dead air in the jack off. Just like 10 seconds of just watching you guys think.
Oh, you don't wanna watch us think? The listener doesn't want to listen to us think.
I hate to watch you go, but I love to watch you think.
That's a much better version of that.
It's a less sexist one, yeah.
Okay, wait. Oh, okay, so yeah, so the first two on Bing are that guy, Chan Reacts, Chansplaining.
Okay.
And then
okay.
The third is a post I made on Reddit. So you can find us by using Bing also.
Okay. We should see if that guy will buy us out, like how Sterling Cooper Draper Price gets bought out by Cannon Man. So we could get all of his stuff.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It doesn't seem like he has any properties.
Yeah, I don't really know what he does, but that's fine.
I don't think he would ever have to buy us out.
Oh, let's tell the people at home, whoever they are, what we were talking about before. So if we like hit a string of movies that are really bad, like we kind of have today, we're gonna just like take a step back away from the Jack for a little bit. We'll still do the Chan fiction, but we're just gonna watch some Hong Kong films. Yeah. Just so we know kind of what we're talking about and what we can base things off of.
Yeah,
we don't have to do that next week, but just in the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of which, what are we watching next week?
Is it my turn to pick? Because I have one in mind.
Oh yeah, so yeah, definitely.
Is it Super Cop?
No, it's Armor of God.
Oh, that sounds great.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah. When is it?
It's an 86 movie. It's like his, like, Indiana Jones.
Oh, fuck!
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Also awesome.
Also known as Thunder Arm. All right, let's do it.
Wait, Thunder Leg? Thunder Leg is back? What about Bullet Head?
I don't know. All right, that's it for Chansplaining, guys. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Hopefully we have a government again.
Yeah.
At some point. We'll get Jackie to bring it back.
Yeah, oh, an all Jackie government. I don't think he meets the stipulations.
A bi Chan Merle legislature. Bye.
Bye.